Smitty Werbin Jaegerman Jensen.
There is no Smitty Werbin Jaegerman Jensen.
Sure there is.
What?
He was number one.
Actually, this year, Blake was number one. Everyone in the Go Big or Go Home League battled all season. We battled long and hard, giggity. But Blake reigned supreme. He was the only one able to finish on top, giggity. Congratulations, Pounder. And P.S. We recorded this episode before the first weekend of NFL playoff games, so that's why Sam and I talked about them as if they had not happened yet, because at the time, they had not. Okay, let's start the podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final episode of the Go Big or Go Home Fantasy Football Podcast for 2018. I'm joined by Jared. How you doing, Jared? As we talked about last week, we both escaped that toilet bowl.
So it's nice. Still feeling good about that.
Yeah, for sure. It was nice to really kind of have that last week off, at least from the nerves.
Yeah, the last episode for 2018. We're actually into 2019 at this point. How was your New Year's?
It was good. It was quiet. I was in bed by 10, and it was everything I hoped it could be.
The adult New Year's. Yeah. Mine was pretty tame, too. I went to sleep pretty shortly after midnight.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah. All right.
Let's break down some of the big showdowns we had at the end of our league season.
All right. Well, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the least exciting and work our way up. The least on the line, which would be, I guess, the third place game.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about our matchup quickly.
Well, yeah. Ours was probably definitely the least on the line.
Yeah. We can talk about ours. Okay. So Sam and I played for 7th place. That's Voodoo Mama Juju. It's my team against Sam's Trub TDs. And my team actually was fantastic.
Was that your highest game? Was that your highest score of the year?
If it wasn't, it was very close.
Yeah.
Looked like it was the highest of the week in our league.
Yeah.
With the least on the line, of course. Funny how that works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Antonio Brown had a huge game. He had 185 yards, 2 touchdowns. Russell Wilson was great. Threw 3 touchdown passes. Jordan Howard was solid. Adrian Peterson went for over 100 instead of his usual 97. And Baltimore, who I just left in. I didn't even adjust for a different defense. They were playing at the Chargers, and they had 21 points.
Yeah, that's crazy.
21 fantasy points. That was, amazing. And then on your side, Andrew Luck was great. Robbie Anderson was great again.
I didn't really pay much attention to my setup. Mm-hmm. Actually, my tight end again performed, Jalen Samuels.
Yeah, super stud tight end / running back. Yeah.
While we're on our matchup, too, I want to mention George Kittle, because I feel like... Are we in agreement that Gronk is busted at this point?
It sure looks that way.
So
he should probably think about retiring soon.
And even if he doesn't, I don't think that he's not going to get drafted anywhere near where he was drafted this year or previous years.
Oh, no, for sure.
So I'm thinking next year the big three are going to be Kittle, Ertz, and Kelsey. And I think that's it, right?
Yep.
Now,
I agree.
Kittle broke the single season tight end receiving yard record this year.
Did.
Which
1,377 or something like that.
Yeah, on a bad team. And
yep.
Jimmy G coming back. I feel like people are going to be kind of targeting him next year heavily. Maybe even more so than Ertz and Kelsey.
Wouldn't be surprised. Ertz and Kelsey were both great. They were terrific the whole season. Kelsey, I don't know their total numbers, but I don't think he was all that far behind Kittle in yards. And he had...
Right.
Right around 10 touchdowns. Ertz had, 115 catches or something ridiculous like that for a tight end.
Yeah.
So I just expect that those two, and I think Kittle as well, will both just be terrific again next season.
Well, and another tight end who came out of nowhere and was traded midseason, Eric Ebron, I think he ended with 13 touchdowns.
13, that's right.
Crazy. for a guy, I mean, who wasn't doing anything on the Lions.
No, he was considered a pretty big bust after being highly drafted, and then Andrew Luck loves throwing touchdowns to tight ends, so yeah. Ebron was the beneficiary there.
Poor Jack Doyle.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go on.
Yeah, it's another matchup, so third place next.
Sure.
So that is Mathis against Kevin. Mathis got a full chub against Kevin's Mega Watsons.
Yeah, Mathis had a good week. They both had great weeks, honestly, but...
They did. They really did. Aaron Rodgers for Mathis. 51.88 points. In the game that... They went to overtime? I think it went to overtime against the Jets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rodgers had 442 passing yards, two touchdowns, ran for another two touchdowns. Just one of the fantasy performances of the year.
And then they get blown out by the Lions the next week.
Yeah, after Rodgers played just a couple plays, yeah. Or maybe a possession or two. Yep, got shut out against the Lions.
Yep.
And, so I mean, like, usual suspects here. Zach Ertz was really good for Mathis. Alvin Kamara was also good. A couple touchdowns for him. I can see Ertz's final season numbers here. We just talked about him. I think this is the final season. Yeah, it looks like he has the whole totals. Yep. Okay, so he has 116 catches, 1,163 yards, and 8 touchdowns. So that's just great work. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's side, I mean, his pickups were pretty good. Other than Boyd, did Boyd get hurt during the game? I think so. I think he did. Looks like he did. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but so other than Tyler Boyd, who had been really good all season, Kevin's other pickups during the year were good. Damian Williams had a nice game. Nick Chubb was over 100 yards again.
Yep.
But I mean, just wasn't quite enough for Kevin to defeat Mathis, who had 153. Both those guys are just kicking themselves if they didn't play like that the week before.
Yeah.
So the two guys that had a lot on the line in the championship this week, got Blake and Gunther. As we all know, third year in a row for those guys making it to the finals. And this was actually a really entertaining mashup. Yeah. If you were following along a little bit on Sunday, which I was.
Very close for a while.
Mm-hmm. So.
And actually, I believe it came down to, I think Gunther had Jared Cook going on the final Monday night game.
And you never want to be depending on Jared.
But he
Cook.
Can go off for three touchdowns. Like, so it,
he can. It's
if
true.
I'm Blake at that point, up by whatever 20 points, I'm not, you know, thinking I have it in the bag yet. It could be, you know, one big game away. But
yes, true. Jared Cook had two games this season of 24 or more, so that would have been enough to get him to win. But no, Blake ended up hanging on. I think Blake was ahead early, and then Gunther pulled away and was the projected favorite until was that the Sunday night game, right? Seattle against Kansas
yep.
City. Blake had Chris Carson and Doug Baldwin, who were both awesome. Baldwin had 21, Carson 26. Yep. Put Blake ahead by right around 20 points, and then yeah, Cook just didn't do enough on Monday to get the win. So Blake is the champion. Congratulations, Blake, on
and
your first
you know,
title.
One interesting thing I'm just seeing now is so Blake won without his star of his team, Todd Gurley, which is alone really impressive.
Uh-huh.
But
sure.
In a private conversation with Blake that I guess wasn't private, we were there together, we asked him if he was going to pick up C.J. Anderson to start, and he was like, well, I don't want to touch C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, he was not a believer.
And that almost cost him because C.J. Anderson put up mm-hmm. 28 points and Gunther started him. So it's funny how
yeah.
a decision like that almost, if Jared Cook went off, that would have been the difference. So
Yeah, that's
a lot closer than it may have seemed.
It was a good championship matchup. Very worthy of the stage that it took.
Sure.
So again, congratulations to Blake on your first title. Well done, both of you guys. Great seasons.
Hopefully and then, there's room for the rest of us the next few seasons. So.
Yeah, it would be really, yes, you've done enough. It's really great. Just give someone else a chance, please. All right, so last matchup to speak on, which arguably had the most on the line, at the very least the second most, the Toilet Bowl. And that featured Tyler and the Turtown Browns against Sammy Rapp and Chronic Barkitis. Sam, what did you see here?
Well, the first thing that I noticed, and I think we talked about this leading up to this, was the starting, the quarterback situation for Sam Rapp, Drew Brees versus Big Ben.
Yep.
And it turns out that that decision alone is what cost him. If he would have started Big Ben, he would have won.
I know.
So, and I mean, it's obviously hard to say you like Drew Brees at home against Pittsburgh. That's just a tough call. But and it's even harder after the fact, knowing that if he would have just made that one.
Wait a minute, hang on. I'm double-checking the math here. Let's see, Brees had 19.94. Big Ben had 35.6. That's a difference of 15.66.
Oh, maybe he won.
So it's just under 16, right? It's not. It's just under 16. And the difference in their final was 16.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So I guess I'm glad he didn't start Big Ben, because that would have been a tough pill to swallow, losing by like
that would have been
that under a point.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And then Gronk, gosh, with Gronk putting up a zero,
yeah,
that would have been the difference. If Gronk just would have had, if Sam Rapp had started Big Ben instead of Brees, he would have just been a Gronk hater for life.
Well, I'm almost positive based on how this year has gone that Sam Rapp is moving off of Gronk permanently.
No,
maybe the NFL is moving off of Gronk permanently after this year.
Gosh, can you imagine if the Lions had actually made that trade for Gronk?
Yeah.
That there was talk about, yeah. And if he would have tried to play and then just retired.
That could happen this year if he doesn't want to hang it up. I don't know. What's weird is
Lions,
that he's
Lions
not
really
even 30 yet.
It's crazy how fast his body's broken down.
He's a huge guy, so it's not terribly surprising, but it's kind of weird to see someone so looking old and busted before they're even 30, even in the NFL.
Yeah, it's true. He played such a physical game. He's always kind of had his limbs like swinging all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. And then you're never really surprised when he goes down hard. Anyway. Plus he dances on tables with broken arms. But in this last place matchup, other things that we saw here. Let's see, Tyler had really nice games from Mike Evans, Robert Woods, Fournette, I was actually decent, and Jamal Williams was one of the big studs in that super high-scoring Jets-Packers game.
After that Chargers-Baltimore game and Phillip Rivers only put up 3 points, I was like, well, that's probably it for Tyler. And because I was just like,
That was a Thursday game.
I didn't think he'd be able to withstand that singular poor performance. And he ended up getting great games out of Mike Evans, Robert Woods, Fournette and Williams, like you said.
Yeah, there's not many touchdowns. Rapp only had the two scored touchdowns from Ingram and Barkley, and then he had just tough week, not a lot of scoring. I can click on Kelsey, though. We were talking about Kelsey, the three stud tight ends. Rapp had Travis Kelsey. He didn't do much in week 16, just 54 yards. But he ended the season with 103 catches, 1,336 yards. So, yeah, very close to George Kittle.
Yeah,
and he had 10 touchdowns. Yeah. Gronk-like numbers. Yeah, all right. So, Rapp, that's his first time finishing last, I believe, right? So, we're keeping that streak going there of a different last place finisher every year.
It's been close for Tyler, right? Hasn't he been in the toilet bowl? Was this his second or third time?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's at least his second. I don't know if it's his third. Because he's finished last once. I don't even remember who I played last year.
Wasn't it John?
I don't know. I thought it was either Rapp or Tyler, but I really don't know. It might not have been. Anyway, we got to get that last place trophy together and give it to Rapp.
That's sure the choice. Got to make a trip to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah. Gosh, all right. Good season. Did we learn anything? Are there lessons
never
here?
Never feel safe in your draft. No matter how good your team looks.
Oh,
in the...
poor Tyler.
Well, it's kind of the story for Sam Rapp. I mean, like, at the beginning of this year, his team looked on fire. And then Josh Gordon gets traded to the Patriots. You're like, well, you know, crap. Now he just got an even better player. And then Gronk never put it together. Josh Gordon kind of fell apart. And Golden Tate getting traded hurt him, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like he said, Golden Tate going to the Eagles simultaneously hurt two of his players on his team, Alshon and Golden Tate. So, it's tough. But it's a long season, so a lot can happen. That's what makes it interesting.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, just tough breaks for both those guys. Maybe I'd like to say a little bit of good karma Tyler's way for all the running back injuries that he had to deal with, but it's not as if Rapp necessarily deserved to finish last, because he had good players, and it's really the breaks of the week. I mean, it can come down to bad luck at the end for who finishes last. All right, well, since we're here, let's touch briefly on the NFL playoffs.
Alrighty.
So, week 17 in the NFL season just wrapped up, so we know all the playoff matchups, and the nearby hometown Bears are the 3 seed playing the Eagles. And you were just saying earlier that a lot of the experts are saying that the Eagles are going to win.
I don't know that I would call them experts, but I would call them sports TV personalities.
People talking on TV
yes,
have said.
And that might just be trying to make a hot take. But their arguments don't even make sense to me, because a lot of them are undervaluing the Bears' defense. And like I said before we started recording, if Nick Foles doesn't play out of his mind and the Bears can get to him, they don't have a shot, because they're just not going to score. So, and if Mitch can just not make mistakes on offense, I think they'll be fine.
I think, yeah, I certainly think they should be the team with the best defense in the NFL, or close to it, has a pretty good track record in the playoffs. They should win. They're the better team. They should win. We'll see what happens. And then in the other matchups, AFC South battle, Texans and Colts.
I'm really looking forward to that game.
It should be a good one. Houston, as of right now, is the 1.5-point favorite, so that means Vegas... I don't know what the line was when
it came out.
It was
2.5.
And so, maybe,
so it's moved.
2.5. So Vegas... Yeah, so they must be getting some money coming in on the Colts.
I would take the Colts.
Or is it so Vegas pretty much thinks these teams are equal. They played each other twice this year, and I think the road team won both times.
Right.
So we'll see what happens in this one. That should be great. Those are two of my favorite quarterbacks in the league, too. I really like Luck and Watson.
For sure. No, that's going to be a good game. All these games are going to be. That's the beauty of the playoffs. They're rarely bad games.
Yep. And then Cowboys and Seahawks. And the other, the other Saturday game. Seahawks played the Cowboys once this year. Cowboys won, I think, in Seattle. That was a while ago. Seahawks have played so much better since
Cowboys
then.
Cowboys are the favorites. I am taking the Seahawks here. I don't trust the Cowboys to... Even though they have a better defense, I trust Russell Wilson more than I trust Dak, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think the Seahawks will pull this one out. I think this will be a good game. The only way the Cowboys are going to be able to win this, I think, is if they just run all over Seattle. But these are going to be two teams that like to run the ball. They're going to be trying to run the ball a lot. It could just come down to a couple of big plays from the quarterbacks. And I mean, I think we both believe in Wilson more, as you said.
I could totally see this being a late fourth quarter drive for the team that wins, and I just trust Russell Wilson more in that spot.
For sure. And then the other playoff matchup of this wild card weekend is the Chargers Ravens. And Baltimore is currently the favorite. Baltimore -2.5. Did you see where that one opened up at? So it hasn't moved. Okay.
I'm kind of surprised that they're the favorite. I mean, they've been playing really well lately, but I guess that's just people's general distrust of the Chargers in the playoffs too.
Sure. I mean, I guess, but Baltimore really took it to the Los Angeles Chargers the last time they played.
That's true. But also, I guess it's debatable about whether or not the Chargers had a lot to play for. I don't know if at that point they could still get the one seed.
At the time? I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think they could. The Chargers and Chiefs both finished the year with 12 wins, so if the Chargers had won that game, they would have been the one seed.
Yeah, who knows? The Ravens have been interesting, because they've had a weird year. Because they looked bad for a while, and then Lamar Jackson has come in, and he's rushing 30 times a game.
Yeah.
And kind of some of that RG3 magic that he had that first year. And
sort of Tim Tebow-like.
Well, yeah.
Besides the crazy comebacks.
I think Lamar Jackson is way better than Tim Tebow. But it's a similar of story, I guess. Yes.
Lots of runs.
And, yeah, I don't know. And, Baltimore's defense is top two defense in the league, maybe the best, at least right now. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be a great game.
I saw this crazy... I saw this crazy stat that the Ravens have outrushed their opponents by, 963 yards since Jackson took over as the starter.
I'm surprised. Well, I mean, because he's been getting...
Unbelievable.
80 yards a game on average. Something like that, so...
Yep, and Gus Edwards had a couple of really nice weeks. The team's just been running the ball very effectively the last 2 months.
I mean, that's the story of playoff football, usually, so... We'll see.
Yeah, for sure. Should we get an opening weekend? Fun season. I can say that now because I didn't finish last.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know. I don't have any what are your closing thoughts?
Another one in the bag. Hoping for better results next year.
I'm sure the rest of the league would feel the same way besides Blake. He's feeling pretty good. All right, guys. Thanks for everything this season. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you to everybody who listens. We appreciate it. The support,
thanks.
For sure. It's always fun to do
this.
Thanks,
everybody, and thanks, Jared, for sticking by me all year.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.